Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
We hope you're doing well today.
Mm-hmm.
We want to edify you today. We traveled a pretty long distance for us.
Yeah.
A couple hours. Yeah. And we had a beautiful drive. Do you have a travel video to put up?
Yep.
And we, believe it or not, we hit a lot of wind. We have just been...
Again and again.
We have just been had tons and tons of wind. I hope when we hit some hot weather, the wind stays with us, because normally when it gets hot, then there's no wind.
It's funny how that works.
But it's been like 20-mile-an-hour wind. But today, the wind was at our tail, and it really helped our backside, and it really helped our gas mileage.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we got to our new town, and so we're thankful for that. Working our way north.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty uneventful day, which is good.
Yeah,
we handed out the gospel as usual, but pretty uneventful. Today, what did we think, what did we decide we were going to do, Sister Amen?
Read, or go pick some verses out of Psalms.
Yeah, we thought every once in a while we'll pick a book from the Old Testament or New Testament and just share scripture verses from it. Before we do that, anything on your heart and mind today yet?
Yeah, I was just thinking, once we got here, we got everything done, and we wanted to work online, so we parked in a park, and there's a whole bunch of...
It was empty.
Yeah, there was nobody here.
It's
we
a
got
big
gospel
baseball
signs
park.
All over the van, yeah, and now all of a sudden there was a whole bunch of people pulling in with their children playing baseball or something. It just made me think about... Just made me, once again, be thankful to be set free from the things of the world, the vanity, the idleness.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. It's so vain. I remember I used to play baseball before I was a Christian, obviously, when I was a kid. These kids show up for an hour, they run around, they throw a ball around, and they leave. And it's like, so what does that add to their life?
Clutter
why don't you teach them how to hammer something and build something? At least they can have a skill. None of these kids are going to make it in the major leagues, or a small, minute little percentage of them. So it's like you see the vanity of it all.
Yeah,
it's just filling their lives up with something to do.
But the good thing is, all these people coming and going can see the gospel signs.
Oh yeah,
so
our signs are on here.
If somebody's looking or wants to talk, we're here for them.
Yeah, we were the first one here, so they can't say we showed up. We were here before anybody else was here.
Right, yeah, good place and good timing for us to be.
Yeah, we got here and it was just way too windy to fly gospel signs. It's like 25-mile-an-hour wind,
so it's incredible.
Our van is moving back and forth, so we decided to just chill out, work online, and I was doing some edification with some people. And so, yeah, we thought we'd read you some psalms today.
Uh-huh.
Sister Amen, you get to go first. Let's see. Hopefully we didn't pick the same ones, but we'll see.
Well, I kind of just thought about, because we figured we'd pick about six or something like that.
Yep.
So I thought of six words.
Oh.
And then I went seeking for scriptures. For
okay, I didn't do any theme on mine whatsoever.
Oh, no,
so.
Yeah, we need to do what we do.
What's the words you sought?
Yeah. Joy, peace, magnify, fear, salvation, and trust. And I have a scripture verse on each one of them.
Interesting. Okay, go ahead. Hit us. Hit us with the first one.
The first one, joy. Psalm 32:11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
I love that. That word was joy on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Read that verse again.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. And shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
Yeah, I like that. Shout for joy, all you that are upright. Upright in your heart. That's like righteous. Doing what's right before God.
Amen.
Psalm 16, verse 5 and verse 8. It says, for the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. I like that. The Lord, basically the Lord's my portion. Thou maintainest my lot.
Oh, I like that.
And verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
Ooh, I love that.
It's like hold fast, be steadfast. Paul talked about do everything you can to stand and then stand.
I love the stand word too. Yeah, that all goes together.
Your turn.
Okay, peace. Psalm 29:11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Yeah, peace.
The key word is his people.
Yeah, it reminds me of like what the Holy Spirit gives us. The first word was joy, but that joy gives us inner calm, that I think of peace.
Yep.
When he gives us that. Let's see, Psalm 34, 14 and 15. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. So, a lot of people say, oh, God hears us, people that are sinners, because how can they come to the Lord? If you cry out in a prayer of repentance, God will hear you. If you live in sin and wickedness, God has no compunction to hear you whatsoever.
Right.
And this verse tells us that his ears are open to the righteous.
Amen.
By the way, John 9 says God does not hear the prayers of sinners, so we got to watch out telling people that God's going to hear anybody. It all depends on the cry of your heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How about magnify? Psalm 70, verse 4. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified.
What do you think that means, to be magnified?
That would mean to me, it means to make it larger, I guess, now that you say that,
yeah.
We should go look that up.
Hey, look up that word. I was just thinking, to magnify the Lord, I'm thinking of Matthew 22, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So it's like the focus. When I think of magnifying, I think of like a focus. And if you look up that word, I wonder what that Hebrew word tells us.
I lost what verse it was.
Not a problem. Can you go back to your notes?
I bumped it. Well, I cleared it off. And it
oh, you cleared it off.
Undo.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to look up what the word was.
Well, I just thought we would.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. We can do this. Magnify.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the psalm that
Let's see if we
in.
Can. here, Psalm 34:3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. Let's look up that word. I'm sure it's the same magnify word. In Hebrew, that word is, hold on.
Yeah, to make large, yeah.
It means to grow, to become great or important, mm-hmm. to promote, to magnify, to do great things. So, yeah, to be magnified, to cause to grow. So, yeah, that was kind of the mindset. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that was worth looking up. Definitely. I think it's my turn, huh? Let's see. Psalm 44, 6 through 8. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise thy name forever, Selah. I think about that, thou hast saved us from our enemies. What's our absolute worst enemy? Well, there's two, really.
The evil one, Satan, our flesh.
Yeah, and then, I was thinking about death, too, that Christ saves us from death.
Oh, eternal death.
Yeah, eternal death, yeah. So... I like that. Saves us from our enemies.
Yeah,
we got a lot of enemies.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's okay.
I was just gonna say that's a good thing because it means we're on the right side.
I'll stand with God in the minority versus people in the majority any day. Just
Amen.
Ask Noah about that.
Right.
Your turn.
How about fear? Psalm 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shew them his covenant.
Yeah, I think of the Proverbs where it talks about the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. We don't see people fearing the Lord when we go out and preach. Very, very few people fear God.
In fact, most of them say they don't.
Yeah, most of them in pride and rebellion refuse to fear the Lord.
Right.
Psalm 56:11-12. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me.
Oh, I love that.
Thy vows are upon me. O God, I will render praises unto thee. So I like that because I was talking to a brother about bold. The Holy Spirit makes you bold. And I was talking to a seeker who reached out to us and was telling him, are you timid or bold? And he said, I'm timid. I said, well, you really got to cry out to God and ask about that because the Holy Spirit will teach you all truth. He'll convict you. He'll comfort you. You won't be timid if you're trusting and walking in the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You'll be bold in the truth of God. It doesn't mean you got to preach loud, and it doesn't mean you got to do certain things. It means that your intent, how you live your life, what you're standing on, what you're living for, you're bold. A woman can be bold without being bold like a man. So it doesn't mean you have a loud voice or you're standing against people. To be bold means you just stand firm on the things of God and you won't be moved.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. So,
how about salvation? Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yeah, I love that. Salvation. I love the fact that Yeshua is Jesus' Hebrew name, and it means salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Psalm 107:1-2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemies. There's that enemy again. Could be sin, could be death, could be literal enemies. But Christ, our Redeemer, saves us from our enemies. And I like that. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen. I love that.
Yeah.
And my last one I have of these is trust. Psalm 25, 1 and 2. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me.
Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Let not them triumph. Yeah, we didn't work on our scripture verses here together. We just each picked them separately. Enemies seem to be a theme right here.
Seems like it. Yeah. Well,
and then my last one is Psalm 149:4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I think our theme here seemed to be, and we didn't even plan it this way, salvation and enemies, or enemies and salvation.
Yeah.
I like this part where it says, the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. It reminds me of John, where it says it gives him no greater pleasure to see his children walk in the truth. So that's what we want to be doing. And then he will beautify the meek. That doesn't mean you're weak, men or sisters. It means you're submitted to God's word and ways, and you're walking in them. You're humbled before God, doing his word, his will. That's what meek means.
Yeah, we're not proud and haughty, walking in our own ways.
Yeah, and we're not making up our own traditions of man, meaning for spirituality or for spirit things. We're not making up holidays. We're not making up doctrines. We're not watering down the gospel. We're not itchy, ear-pleasing people. We're meek, and we're doing God's word and God's will and God's ways.
I like that.
Just like Jesus did. Uh-huh. He didn't change anything that the Father asked him to do. He did it perfectly as a human, right, in human form.
Yeah. Good example for us to follow.
Amen. So that was the Psalms that we had, and I think you have another verse to close us out.
Yeah, I thought this was a good one. Psalm 25:8. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. I love that.
Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he keep...
Teach.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I heard it wrong.
Sinners in the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that was me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And could still be me if I'm not careful. Saints aren't sinners, but we definitely can sin and fall into darkness and our flesh if we're not careful. So it's something we ought to be on guard against. Strive to enter through the straight way. Work out our salvation with fear and trembling. I think a lot of people that we meet in the streets doing ministry and outside churches and events, they're haughty. They say, I got it. Jesus is my get out of hell card in my back pocket. I repented once. I go to church on Sunday. I do enough for God. They have this lifted up mindset, which
that's
is
wicked.
Yeah, they really need to be lowly and humble and be striving for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, it's like Satan has given them a false placebo of a Holy Spirit, and they're proud about it or something.
Yeah, so that's what we wanted to share with you today. Any other last thoughts, Sister Amin? I have one last thought to close out with.
No, I was just thinking how edifying that was.
Yeah.
I love digging.
We'll do that more often. We'll pick books and pick verses from them. I wanted to share this, and that was, I was talking to somebody, a seeker, and we were talking about coming to the Lord and giving everything to the Lord. And we talked about the mindset of a lot of people that say, well, I'm not ready to come yet, but one day I will. When I'm ready, I will. I'll surrender when I will. Well, there's a great danger in that, because you know how long you're going to live. And then we started talking about this theme, and not many people really ponder about this. Think about this, though. What Christ did for us and God did for us in Christ and what he promises us. And then ask yourself, if you delay coming to him for a year, a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years, look at all the glory you're stealing from God. Just something to think about. You're stealing the glory from God by not serving him, lifting him up, living his word, proclaiming him, being a light, being salt, being an example. You're stealing his glory so you can go live your own life. This life is not about you just getting to heaven. This life is about us living for Christ now as proof for his children to one day go reign with him. What's your thoughts on that, Sister Amin?
Yeah, that's major thievery.
Yeah.
Going on.
And it goes along with what I was talking about. God destroyed the earth for violence. And that means either you can punch somebody that's violent, or you can rip them off. You can cheat them. That's violent. Injustice is violence. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. What do we see today? We see violence. physical violence. And then we see a lot of cheating, a lot of ripping off, a lot of injustice.
Oh, yeah.
And people cheating God from his glory.
Yeah, and you know these people who think, well, I'm not ready today. That's pretty prideful.
Yep.
And God has to grant repentance.
Amen.
Just because you think you might come later, God may not even grant that for
you. So I wanted to close with that thought, that people that delay, they're stealing the glory from God. And so let's make sure in our lives, saints, that we're not stealing from the glory of God and not striving for him every single day. Don't be violent against God.
I don't want to be that way.
Amen. So I guess we're going to leave it right there. Till next time the Lord lets us come to you again, don't be violent before God. Give him glory. Strive for the kingdom every single day. Don'tperish.com is there to help you. Check out the Ecclesia page. Me and Brother Akua are adding stuff there. So is Sister Amen for the sisters. And check out the edification page. We got videos. We got links. We got all kinds of stuff up there.
Amen.
All right. We love you all. Seek the kingdom.
May God be praised.
15 minutes.